We're joined by UNSW student Lachlan Gray to tell us more. Lachlan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I have to ask, because I do not understand, what is bioinformatics and how can it improve our understandings of our own health and lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. So basically, it's just simply to use computer programs to solve biological problems. Because a lot of the recent developments in technology, for example, DNA sequencing, has become like really, really cheap. And so we've got all of this data that's just available online, and we need to write computer programs to understand it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So bioinformatics then, I guess, is going to really change the medical landscape in the future and in the present as well. How drastically do you think it can do that?
Well, I think one of the things I'm most interested in and is part of the research I conduct at UNSW is this sort of idea of precision medicine. So the idea that you could look at someone's genome using computer programs and predict what diseases they have or will have, and then look at what medications will be the most effective for the diseases.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible personalized medicine.
It's not particularly, at its stages now, but it definitely will be. I would predict in the next 10 years.
Gosh. So is this really something that everyone can play with and can explore?
Yeah, I think so. For example, I mean, obviously I've got a science degree under my belt, but last year I didn't know any of this. I didn't even know how to code. So in 1 year's time, I've learned basically all of the coding skills necessary to download RNA sequencing data from the internet and look into it and answer my own scientific questions based upon it.
That's incredible. That's amazing. What sort of scientific questions have you started tackling since you got interested in bioinformatics?
I wrote a thesis last year which looked at these tiny structures in your genome. And what happens when they're either removed or included? And what happens when the protein structures that are made from those sequences, if they're broken, if they're fixed, what sort of conditions are caused by it? And that's just using already available computer programs. I didn't even write a program.
Oh, wow.
They already existed online, and all I had to do was download them, find out how to make them work, and then understand what they said to me.
Oh my gosh, this is, so it's kind of part science exploration, part supercomputer processing, part general curiosity of great people out there.
Definitely. And that's why I think it's perfect for citizen scientists, because I think right now in terms of bioinformatics, a lot of the hard work has been done by some really, really clever people from all around the world. And so all of the major programs that do a lot of the really, really tricky stuff already exist, and they exist for free.
Which is the best? It's my favorite four-lettered F word. Free is absolutely.
Exactly.
So, tell us a little bit about this talk that you're going to be giving in a couple of weeks' time in Penrith at the City Library.
Yeah, sure. So it's a part of National Science Week, and I'll be sort of giving an overview of sort of the basics of biology, transcriptomics, genomics, talking about like RNA sequencing, and then I'll sort of give my perspective on what bioinformatics is, its future, and how you can apply that in your curiosity-driven research.
This sounds like the perfect kind of 101 on what you need to know. Quick little bit on biology, quick little bit on the tech behind it, and then go off and do incredible things. Yeah, well, it's so interesting. I can't wait to see what not only you come up with in this field, but all the incredible citizen scientists who can have a go as well. Lachlan, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning, teaching us a little bit more.
Great. Thank you so much.